everybody. Welcome to A&K on the Runway.
Hey, Curtis made it back.
So. I am back, both physically and my voice is back as well. Last time that I was on the podcast, I couldn't really talk. So, full strength this time.
How did you feel about the opening of this episode? To me, it was weird.
Yeah.
They really push hard on trying to, like, make it mysterious and, like, fun, and kind of reminds me of the pajama episode.
Right. Like, oh, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they were going to stay a little too long on the model brunch that they had, but they pretty quickly transitioned, which I was happy for.
Yeah. I think it was just the texting of the selfies between Heidi and Tim where I'm like...
Right. That was a little over the top.
A little campy.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm getting a text from Tim.
Yeah, like the cameraman has to run out.
What was he doing?
Yeah. So that was a little, you know. But we did jump right into it. The models are sent to a rooftop in Brooklyn.
Designers.
Yes, sorry. Man, already off. The designers are sent to a rooftop in Brooklyn, which is like the most hipster thing you can say, I think, in 2017.
Sure.
That's, you know, they're leaving Manhattan to go to Brooklyn. And it turns out that the models are the clients this week.
Right. So the challenge is to create a street style look that the models can wear based off of their everyday style. The look that each designer makes is going to be featured on that model's Instagram page.
Yeah.
And then another kind of twist to this episode is that the models are going to get to choose the designers that they are going to be working with.
I thought that was probably, I think that's a good one. Because
I did like that as well.
I would be curious how it would go if it was reversed, but it seemed as though everyone had a reason for who they chose. And I was so sure, just 100% certain, that whoever's name came out of the button bag first was going to pick Brandon. But that was not true.
Yeah, I don't know how they really decided who got to choose first or
whatever. I thought
whatever.
It was a random draw. I mean, let's be serious. It's never a random draw. I'm pretty sure that I've said this last season. It doesn't matter what name comes out of that bag. Tim is told what name to read off.
Probably.
So
the first overall pick in our Project Runway designer draft is Samantha. And not a bad pick.
Was it? I didn't write that down.
It was Samantha.
I totally thought it was Kintaro.
No, it was Samantha. The model clearly likes her style, and it matches up with...
Yeah, they're both sort of punkish.
Right. So we go through the line, designers are chosen, and the last overall pick is Sean.
No, Claire is the last overall pick, whose model is Sean.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
And Claire is super miffed about being picked last. Like, and it, as it was getting narrower and then both the twins were still there, they were both making, they don't have a poker face at all. They're both making these, like, I don't know, these faces where their faces were kind of scrunched up and their nostrils were flaring and their eyes were just rolling around in their head.
Yeah.
But... That shouldn't be shocking, given how they work.
No, not at all. Another kind of twist to that pairing is that this is the same model that Claire worked with last week when she was on the bottom.
Yeah. Also, Michael has the same model from last week when he was on the top. He has Lyris, I believe is her name.
Yeah.
So everyone goes off with their model, and they're talking and sketching and trying to figure out what they will do. Sean decides that she is going to design literally the same exact outfit the model is already wearing, except with a little twist on the outfit she's currently wearing.
Right. So it's going to be a mashup of the two outfits currently featured in that shot.
To me, I think I've said this before. That seems to be my common phrasing. I'm trying to work on better podcast phrases. Tell me if you agree with me. I think that Sean and Claire suffer from a lack of creativity.
For sure.
And that seems to be the judges' critiques of them, too.
Yeah.
Because you commented on Claire's design as she was sketching it.
Yeah. You kind of get a quick glimpse of her sketchbook. And what she had at the time was a pant and a wrap top that essentially she's made like three times this season already.
I'm concerned about Kenya. She's getting a 101 Dalmatian print.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things you never know what it's going, how it's going
to
play until.
It's one of those prints that has to be done well.
For sure, for sure.
Do you have any sort of thing that stood out to you while they were at Mood or while they were in the early stages of the workroom?
Not particularly. We do start to see some trouble in paradise between the twins.
Yeah.
Sean is particularly worthless in this episode.
She needs a lot of help.
Yeah. She is constantly going to Claire to say, does this look right?
Or how do I measure
where
this?
Should I cut this?
Yeah.
What should I measure here? How? What are clothes? I don't know. What do I do with my hands? Like,
how did she make that jumpsuit for the pajamas challenge?
No idea.
That's what I... Maybe... Again, it's hard to tell with Project Runway because there's a lot of fancy editing, and I compare it a lot to Top Chef, but I don't think there's as much manipulative editing in Top Chef. Like, I think it's a little more pure.
I don't think they can do anything, and there's no reason to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Whereas here, have there been past challenges where Sean is needing this much assistance?
Sure.
And often, think about the team challenge. She was the one that didn't make a garment until very late on and needed a ton of just picking up. So I think that's going to be just prominently featured the further we get into the season.
Yeah.
Really nothing of note until the Tim Gunn critiques. But even the Tim Gunn critiques were not very substantial. And we got a lot of talking head of designer comments on whomever Tim was speaking with at that moment rather than the Tim Gunn comments.
Yeah. We really do fly through a lot of these things. Botany may or may not have even been in this episode.
Yeah, very brief.
I mean, you see her look at the end on the runway. Like.
Yeah. You can always tell that someone's pretty much going to be safe if they're not
featured at all
in the episode. The only thing that stood out is that Sean did straight up tell Tim that she is making a version of what she and the model are currently wearing. Mm-hmm. The models are there for the critiques. Ayana is putting stars on her dress because her model likes stars. And Tim says they look like stickers because they do. They look like stickers you would get in like elementary school.
Yeah. Brandon's model wants something very comfortable and easy to wear. Mm-hmm. And she says that she is very inspired by like the 70s, and that's not really Brandon's style, obviously. So what he's designing turns out to be really different than what she wears. And Tim like kind of talks her into it. He said, well, then that's something you need. You need a new look in your wardrobe. And I feel like that only happened because it was Brandon that was doing the designing. So let's say Sean is doing this. Do you think Tim makes the suggestion of, oh, you should probably just trust him?
No, because you can tell who's on a longer leash.
Right.
And that's definitely Brandon and definitely not Sean.
Right.
It was Samantha that made the comment that Brandon's look looks like, I think, Kylo Ren. Is that what she said?
Yes.
From Star Wars. I have no idea.
Yes.
And she says that.
No, it was, sorry. It was not Kylo Ren. It was Rey.
Oh.
It was Rey.
Is that the girl?
Yes.
Okay. Rey from Star Wars, and she says that Brandon has tapped into a new client base, that of fashionable nerd circles.
Right.
And I couldn't tell if she was trying to be complimentary, because she's so nice, but I think that was supposed to be a dig.
I think it was just a joke.
Sure. Otherwise, I mean, did you have anything from their critiques? He was really excited about Samantha's collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was concern about Kenya's.
Yes, because Kenya, as we said earlier, chose a Dalmatian spot print, and she also had this kind of darker green fabric that she was going to make pants and a vest out of.
An emerald.
And Tim wasn't so sure about all of that. He was afraid that the model would look like a long green bean in this. And then that once this all got made, would it be fashion or would she just be making clothes at this point?
So Kenya's very worried and she says she just doesn't have a ton of time and she has to push through because, quote, we all don't have a sister on Project Runway to make our clothes, end quote.
Boom, roasted.
And I'm like, oh, that was good. Because it's true. If everyone else had an assistant, they would turn out, you know, much more finished clothing.
Right. We see that Margarita is going for a three-piece look, which she admits is probably very ambitious. She asks Tim if she should reel it in, and he says, no, definitely, just go for it. He likes what she has so far, so I think that kind of helped Margarita get an extra push and keep going with her design.
And then Margarita does the most spot-on and hilarious impression of Zach Posen.
Yes.
It was great.
And Michael chimes in too, and he definitely, definitely does a good one as well.
In the early seasons, everyone did. There was Santino, if anyone watched in like season two, did this amazing. No, it was Andre. It was Andre in season two did this amazing Tim Gunn impression. Now people have moved on to Zach Post.
It was trash. I didn't even grade it. I just wrote trash.
I can see from right here that it's off a quarter inch. It was a prolonged impression. It was pretty great.
And that really just kind of reiterates that the chemistry in the workroom is really, really good outside. Like, nobody really interacts with the twins. They just kind of interact with themselves. But I don't think that...
No one's upset by that.
Right. No. Yeah. But, like, I think that there have been shots of just about everybody interacting with everybody else in a very positive manner.
Yeah. The only other thing that I had noted from the workday is that Brandon had this really sweet and wonderful phone call with his girlfriend. It was just adorable. And I'm glad they did that because early on in the episode, they asked him if he had a crush on any of the models because all the models have a crush on him. And like, he just giggled and whatever. So it was probably good for whenever his girlfriend watches this episode, it was probably good that they threw in the call with her and like how complimentary and gushing he is about her. Don't you think?
Sure.
Curtis.
I didn't think that the question to him of, do you have a crush on any of the models, and then his reaction to it was that bad.
I'm not saying it was bad.
In the moment, you were like, that's terrible.
I was not in a great mood when we started. So, I just think it was a very sweet moment, and, you know, he always is talking about his girlfriend, and so it's nice to see that.
Right.
So we get to the runway day.
Yes. The only thing of note that I have before the runway is a direct quote from Claire. And it is, first thing we need to do is finish Sean's pants. So they really aren't even hiding it at this point that they essentially just work on each other's clothes.
Because she goes on today to say, she's always had a problem with zippers, so I've got to do this. I'm like, wow, that is crazy. And people are being kind of catty today. There's some cattiness about
I did looks. See, yeah, for the first time, you really kind of got some slight jabs from designers about other designers' looks. Yeah.
The judges for today's runway show, there's two. They are Georgina Chapman, who is a designer, so thank God, and Kelsey Ballerini, who I think is a singer.
Supposedly is a singer, yes.
She is a singer, so I'm not really sure what she's adding to this, because she's not a model.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been a good challenge to have. It doesn't even have to be an A-list model, you know what I mean?
Right.
If it's a model's off-duty list, I want to know who does the judging bookings.
Right. Like, this one, like, at least with Demi Lovato, she is connected to a fashion line of some sort.
Yeah, like did an active wear line or whatever.
Whereas this girl, they didn't really seem to say
that. They didn't spend much time
with her. It was just she's a singer.
Yeah.
She has an album coming out.
Excuse me, who even are you?
So we kick off the runway with Kentaro. And Kentaro has created a cream-colored crop top with a kind of a short... shorts pants combo. It is a little difficult to understand. It almost looks like the model is wearing like these denim leggings and then has like a sweatshirt tied around her waist.
Yeah.
I thought this looked great. The bottom half is kind of samurai inspired, and that was just kind of this neat connection that Kentaro and his model had, because Kentaro has worked with this model before and he found out that she speaks fluent Japanese. So, like, you have this very Japanese-influenced bottom going on. And then the top is very, very clean as well. And it's just one of those things that you would only see from a few designers, because as they're getting ready to go down the runway, Kentaro sees that this crop top doesn't fit very well. So he just kind of folds it and tucks it in the back, and it makes it look even better than it already was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I first saw it, it's jarring a little bit to see these like knee-length samurai-inspired pleated shorts over like denim leggings. But the more you look at it, it does look really cool, and it's very different, and it is very street style. And I'm sure, you know, definitely someone besides a model in like New York and LA and even Chicago, people are gonna wear that.
Right.
And she looks really good in it. Everything is very well made, so I feel like Kentaro...
The colors go together really, really well.
Yeah. I feel like Kentaro kind of is not feeling his self-doubt anymore with this look.
Sure.
The next look was designed by Claire, and it's pretty blah. It's all black. It's a sweatshirt. Does the sweatshirt have the peplum, or do the shorts have the peplum?
I want to say the sweatshirt has the peplum.
Because it's really hard to tell. The sweatshirt is like, you know, a typical sweatshirt, not fleece, but... you know, probably a cotton material. And then it goes into this almost like a satin peplum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shorts are a satin, I think, but they're so short. You really can't tell. And because it's all black without any sort of, you know, no color and no clean lines, it is literally just a blob. It's pretty blah, but it's not well made at all. The shorts are just so off. And the sweatshirt is just blousy. Even the zipper on the left shoulder, like, doesn't save this.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool addition, but everything else, like, she puts this peplum on the sweatshirt because she said she wanted to elevate it a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's like that putting a lipstick on a pig thing. It's
yeah.
Like, that's not how that works.
Mm-mm. Maybe if it was a different color. I don't even think that would have saved it.
No, not at all. Everything just blends together. You can't tell what's what. The peplum forms this really weird bulge right in the front.
Right like over her stomach.
Yeah. And so it's just not good. And, like, The shorts, you can't really tell until the model walks away and you can kind of see the bottom of her butt.
Yeah, they're way too short.
Which she made that adjustment like right before going on the runway. She cut off a solid like half inch. Just
literally chopped it.
Right. So, yeah, just a very bland, blah look.
Mm-hmm.
Ayana's look is next. And as we said earlier, she is designing a dress that she put these kind of star patterns on. It does not look good.
No.
It is very, very craft project. Like, I get the stars thing. That's what the model wanted. The model liked stars.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure out a better way to incorporate that other than just cutting out stars and sewing it on this dress. Like, the dress looks nice, but that really, really ruins it.
I meant to say this earlier, and this comes up a lot over the season, story of a client challenge, of how much to give the client and how to rein them in or take their ideas or what they really must have and use your design voice and your design talent to kind of morph it into something that's really great. And there's always someone that struggles. There's always someone that doesn't get steamrolled necessarily, but feels like they must give the client everything they ask for.
Yeah.
And so this, first of all, the robe, there is a ankle length pink, like a peachy pink satin robe. And I just don't understand why or where.
No.
And how that goes with the outfit. Like, where is someone wearing this robe to with this dress?
I think what happened is that as they were designing, Ayana says that her model really likes showing skin. And so Ayana said, I have to figure out a way to cover her up a little bit because that's me. And so I think too much of Ayana is in this design, and she threw this robe in simply just to cover the model up.
And the dress itself is, it's like a navy blue. There's like multiple sort of layers, just a short little, like almost a skater dress. Tara Lipinski would have worn this at the 1998 Olympics, where she wrongfully beat Michelle Kwan. I'll just say that. But she was like 14 at the time. She would have loved this skater dress with all these like juvenile stars on it. And that's the thing. It looks very juvenile. It's not fashionable at all. Even from the back, the layers don't lay well. Like that top layer just is too short because you see so much of the tulle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's tulle underneath. And her hair is really messily styled, and then she's got her in these shoes that don't match. So overall, not a great look. And Ayana's all over the board for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she still found her voice. Michael's look walks the runway next, and to me, this is very cool, very unique. It is a cocktail dress. Off the shoulder, he's got these shades of blue and black. Even a little bit.
Probably just really, really dark blue.
The main fabric of the dress is like kind of a subtle polka dot blue. And then he's used these like an irreversible fabric or these like cords almost to create the off the shoulder look. And then he's got almost like ties. Ah, that lace up look that's back now. He has kind of like a V-neck created, but he's used that same effect on the sides of the dress. And to me, she looks really good. She looks very confident. This is just a unique take on a cocktail look. And she even said, like, I dress up. You know, she's not, what's she liking herself to? Beyonce? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce.
In past episodes, she says she's the Naomi Campbell of Plus.
Naomi Campbell. That's the other one, yeah.
Yeah. So she dresses up, and I think this is a perfect look. What did you think?
I thought the top looked good. The top half of this looks really good. It's very cool. Michael made a very last-minute change with the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to do kind of the same slit style that is on the sides around the shoulders there for but instead went with the solid solid fabric, and I think that was the better choice. The bottom half of this just looks a little too hooker-y for me.
Oh.
Overall, I did like the dress. The fabric that he used on the top was really cool.
I don't think hookers are going to wear this dress.
Like just slits cut out of the side.
It's not like, remember last year on the stupid blacklight challenge?
I mean, it wasn't that.
It's not
right?
like that.
It's not like that, but
you,
just.
Do you think it's too much leg?
No, no,
or do you
it's
think
just.
It's too high.
No, I have no problem with the length or anything. I just think that just like the tearing of it looks a little trashy to me.
Okay. Well noted.
Brandon's look is next, and he has like a, kind of like a two-layered sweatshirt. It has different lengths all over the place, and a white pant that he tie-dyed, but I'm not sure what he tie-dyed it with or in. This is just way too grungy for me. It's like the pants just look dirty.
Yeah.
Like they don't look tie-dyed. They look like they're just covered in dirt.
Like she painted in them or something.
Right. I'm not seeing the 70s influence that the model really wanted.
Only the pants are wide leg. That's about it.
Sure. The top is interesting with all like the multiple lengths. I don't think it looked good per se, but it's interesting.
Yeah. So here's the, here's the description. It's a camel / sand colored off the shoulder quarter length sleeve sweatshirt, I guess. I don't even know what material that is. Underneath that, he has this like butter yellow, asymmetrical, but long in the back, like all very long down to her calves shirt. I'm not even sure how she got it on. Or, you know, like he arranged that in such a way. And then the pants are a white base, but tie-dyed in a similar sand / camel color. Where are these long tendrils coming off of?
Yeah, I don't know.
He has these long, like two on each side, like loops or something. And I'm like, no one wants to walk around the street. Someone's going to step on that. So I didn't like the color of the top. It's so blah. And he does have immunity this week, so we should have mentioned that. But the proportions are real weird. And I feel like he could have really rocked this challenge because he does streetwear.
Right.
So I'm just confused. I don't know if she likes it or not. I don't think he gave her any makeup. And he just put her hair in a messy bun. So it's like trying to truly be in like an off-duty sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't understand it. The next look down the runway is Shawn's. She has created a crop top and... To me, these are palazzo pants, but maybe I don't really know what palazzo pants are, but they're crop pants as well. The crop top has the cold shoulder look. It looks like a mesh netting, and I think that's what she described it as when she was buying the fabric, in like a navy color with black lace over it. And then she has, it ties in a bow at two places at the back. And the pants look like a satin, maybe. Or a silk, probably a satin. It looks a little sturdier than silk. Angle cut pockets, you know, wide leg, but cropped pants. I mean, the top is cute. I really like the look and the design of it, but it doesn't go with the bottoms to me. It just looks like two different looks. And she kind of has, this model has a very sporty body to me. And so I just didn't get the vibe that she would really wear this. And it was too much. I could totally see, literally, she was already wearing this the day before. It was just too similar to me.
Yeah, I really, really liked this design. I think everything looks really well done. I liked the pants and top combination. I thought the pants looked really good, well made. It's just everything that we know...
I think that's what it is.
Ruins it.
Yeah, I think I'm so...
Not just the fact
biased.
That... Not just the fact that she literally went, oh, how about we just take what you're wearing now and what I'm wearing now and combine them. But the fact that how much of this did she actually make?
And I think if this came from somebody else, I probably would be more about it. Like, it is well made, like you said. It is, it's elegant. Like, I'm still not convinced they fully go together. But yeah, having the backstory, it's like when you saw The Social Network. Kind of made you feel bad about Facebook.
I guess, yeah.
You didn't feel bad about using Facebook after that?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, bad for
Facebook. Oh, no, I don't feel bad for them about using it.
No, I was pretty neutral.
I guess. I felt horrible about it.
Meh.
I don't have it now, so I clearly cleared my conscience.
Yeah. Up next is Margarita. She has created a two-patterned jacket, a floral spaghetti strap crop top, and then a very baggy pair of white pants. And those pants are atrocious. There's just a whole lot going on with them. They're like cinched down at the bottom around the ankles. It's distressed on one leg. The other leg has a cargo pocket on it. She has a sash belt with it. She just like combined like 15 different pairs of pants into one pair of pants. The top does look good. It's just there's not a ton of design to it, so it's not enough to save the pair of pants. And then the jacket looks like it's well made, but we never really get all that great of a look of it. Look at it while it's on the runway.
Yeah, so the crop top is like a real, it's like a sports bra sort of thing. It's kind of like a halter, and then it really does tie like a bikini in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it reversible, but you wouldn't be able to know that or tell that. I mean, it's just a floral print. The patterns on the jacket are really loud. I can't even describe those patterns.
Yeah.
They're just a loud pattern. There's two of them. There's a different one on the shoulders. The pants are so baggy, and the crop top could be cute. I mean, it'd be a cute swimsuit, I'll say that. But this is so 80s or 90s. It's like an Aaliyah knockoff. And then she styled her even really 90s. Like, she flat ironed her hair. She has a straight part down the middle, and she put a really dark berry lip on her. And it is like J-Lo Fly Girl sort of thing. Because she's wearing, I want to say those are like Adidas tennis shoes too. Apparently she did not want high heels or anything. So it's just a blast from the past sort of thing, and not in a great way. Like, there's no refinement or no modernity about it either.
Yeah.
The next look is from Botany, and it's interesting. So it is an off-the-shoulder floral print. I believe it's a crop top with, it's very blousey. There's a lot of blouse over the chest. And then it's a pencil skirt with different patterns. So it includes the pink floral pattern in there. There's like a gold design, a gold paisley maybe. And then
just all kinds of stuff.
Checkered print. They're all like vertical.
Like 5 to 6 different patterns.
Like vertical stripes of these patterns. And then she put this ginormous bow in her hair. There's more to it, but it's like a head wrap thing. Oh, the skirt's way too tight. It doesn't fit her very well. It's not flattering. I don't like the bow. It's very like Caribbean cruise wear.
It's very African, Caribbean influenced.
And the bright color is nice, but there's not much design to it. And I don't know if you would wear that for your streetwear off-duty style.
Right. I did like this for what it was.
Yeah.
I liked the use of all those patterns. I thought that, you know, despite using how many that she did, they did kind of go together at least. But yeah, who is this for? Who is going to wear this, you know, just to wear?
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that, I think that Botany just
did what she wanted
to do. I think she just kind of went with it.
Yeah.
And during the Tim Gunn critiques, the model stated that she wanted to show her stomach off because, you know, she works hard on her stomach and you can't see her stomach because it's this top is so blousy.
And this goes back to week one with Botany, to where I don't think she knows how to design for a curvier woman. I mean, she herself seems to wear a lot of the clothes that she makes. She's not curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And she has had, since that time, models that didn't have a lot of curves, or not that they were all like 2 or 4, but she didn't pose the challenge of how to highlight those.
Right.
So I don't think she is very successful at that.
Yeah. Up next, we have Amy. And Amy loves her reversibles.
Yes.
Her base layer is just a very simple black off-the-shoulder dress. But the main piece is a jacket. And the first look that we get at it, I did really like.
That's not shocking.
It's very high end. I think it looks very high end. Very, very well made. It's a cool, like the pattern, or excuse me, the fabric that she uses looks very cool. And then the model reverses the jacket, and side two is just a little too trash baggy for me. It's a very shiny black material. She included like just some gray silver stripes right down the middle of the back, and then I think had the same stripes like starting at each shoulder and then just going straight down the front of the jacket. I don't like the second side quite as much. I think maybe a better fabric choice would have helped on that.
So you won't be shocked that I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So when she comes out, the sleeves of this jacket are pushed up to her elbows. And the first problem overall is the jacket's longer than the dress. Like, this dress is super short and very simple. But this jacket is so 80s. It has a shiny, like, metallic quality to the fabric. And there's big shoulders. It's long. There's big pockets. It looks like Don Johnson in Miami Vice. Like, Amy doesn't design modern clothes.
I don't think know what you're talking about when you say that.
The Don Johnson thing?
Yes.
It looks like one of those white jackets he would be wearing. The sleeves are pushed up. Like, the shoulders are puffy. Do you not see that?
No, not at all.
Or Goodfellas. Just think of any movie in the 80s where someone's wearing a jacket. And then the reverse. What?
Any movie in the 80s where it may have been cold at some point.
Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
All right. Continue.
The transformation looks like a raincoat.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what she's going for. But I'm shocked that she has not been in front of the judges at all previously, because whether it's top or bottom, they're clearly mixed on her.
Yeah.
But no, this is a big no for me. The next look is Samantha's. And okay, do you know what a Lolita designer is?
No.
I don't either. She kept referencing that she was in the Lolita scene. And I want to say that's maybe not good, because, you know, the book Lolita, is that supposed to be about that?
No.
Okay.
No. I think the term was around before the book, and it was applied to the book.
It was co-opted by the book. Okay. Got it. Okay, so we have, oh man, I don't know how to describe this. It's muted colors. It's like a muted pattern, and maybe there's like a black over it. But there's, apparently it's supposed to be like a reverse cupcake, and there's layers underneath, and then it's like a shirt collar, tank top at the top. It's a dress. I'm doing a terrible job describing this.
It is very difficult to describe.
There's some red to this underneath pattern, and then there's a harness, and she made a vest, and there's some detailing on the side, but it's all very dark and muted.
Yeah.
I don't really love this look. It's not very fashion forward or very like fun streetwear to me. And the shape is weird. And I just feel like you have to really commit to this look or just be a part of this community to really want this.
Right. Which I don't think there's anything wrong with.
No.
The model, like we said, chose Samantha. And Samantha has had a very distinct design aesthetic throughout the show. And not only did the model choose her, she chose her first. Mm-hmm. So clearly the model was like, yep, I want that.
She knew what she wanted. And she feels like they have a very similar aesthetic because she's been watching her personal style.
Right. I did like this. I thought it was very, very well made. There's a very interesting play on styles because it's kind of hard to see, but the bottom layer of this outfit looks to be like a white floral print dress, like big red flowers. And then layered over that is this black see-through material.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's kind of like you have like this very like kind of sweet and innocent thing on the inside, and then on the outer layers are the more hardcore, dark aspects. Yeah. It's just really hard to judge this. Like as I said, the model chose Samantha because this is her style.
And that's Samantha's style. It's her aesthetic.
But is there too much Samantha in this look?
Yeah.
And so I think going into the judging, that was going to be something very difficult for them to decide, which can be applied to just about every single one of these outfits. And any challenge that they do where you're working for a client, because if that's something that they really like, especially in this case, how can you say, well, that's actually not that good?
Yeah, and I guess, and it's hard to say in a competition, but if this was outside the competition in the real world, you made your client happy. That's your goal as a designer of, and people come to you to make them clothes.
Right.
So she met that goal with this look, I think. And I think this model was super happy with it.
Oh, for sure. Finally, we have Kenya. Kenya has created a blouse, a very kind of U-neck blouse with the Dalmatian print. She has made a pant and a vest combination out of that dark green material. I kind of dig it.
I just die.
It's,
this blows my mind.
I don't know what it is about this, because this is just over the top, super, super hipster. I mean,
I don't even think it's hipster.
No, it's super, super hipster. Like this, the blouse that she makes has these like ruffles around the neck and all over the shoulders. Like, they kind of look like dog ears, which doesn't help that it's Dalmatian
that
print.
It's like a print, yeah.
But, like, this looks like somebody put this together out of a Goodwill store. Like, she is just missing, like the styling. She has very dark red lipstick. The hair is just kind of, like, not greasy, but, like...
It's not really styled
at all.
Yeah.
She is just missing big 90s mom glasses to complete this look as super, super hipster. And I don't know what it is. I really, really liked this. I think everything looks... If the print maybe being a little bit different would have helped look this different.
The print doesn't bother me. It's not the print.
I don't... Everything... Like, none of this seems like it should go together, but you just... And it didn't even take me like looking really, really looking at it. Like right away,
I was just like,
I'm feeling it. I kind of like it.
You know what I realized doing this show? We have very, very different tastes.
I mean,
I don't know how you like anything that I wear.
I'm not saying that if you wore this, I'd be like, okay, yeah. I'm just saying that in this instant,
it's working for
it. It is working for. It's kind of like, okay, musical reference here. The Strokes, Julian Casablancas is their lead singer. He doesn't have a very good singing voice. I would not say that he has a singing voice whatsoever. Like, it's just this very, very odd voice. But in the scope of the strokes and the music that they make, it's perfect. It's really, really good. And so I think this is a perfect storm situation for this outfit. Like, just the model and the design aspect of it, like, everything just kind of went together.
Mm-hmm. I just think this is so matronly. Like, instantly I thought of the neighbor that lived next to us when I was growing up, like, at our first house. And then Emily Gilmore from the Gilmore Girls. It is just the waistband. There's like some pleating at the top. The vest. It is so old lady to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that's what's hipster about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's your idea of hipster? Like, what is your definition of hipster?
Like, the people that hang out in Brooklyn and they have slouchy hats on at all times, even if it's 100 degrees,
mm-hmm.
like leather jackets, a plain t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
Like Birkenstocks or like moto boots, skinny jeans, glasses, scarf.
I think there are subsects of hipster.
Oh, I just don't know.
You're describing like pure Williamsburg hipsters.
I'm describing what... When I went to law school in Vermont,
sure.
literally all the people
sure.
in Vermont.
Sure, but like, you're also, hipsters are also people that, oh, I'm going to wear this because I think it looks funny and it's ironic that I'm wearing this. I'm not wearing this because I think it's cool.
Right.
It's ironic that I'm wearing this.
I like the top and I think the neckline is unique. You don't see that often. You know, it's well made. It just screams like... D.A.R. Ladies Who Lunch. I have a rich husband and I do like benefits in my spare time.
Sure.
So. Okay. That we saved the best for last, apparently.
Yeah.
So who's your top and bottom? What's your guess?
I have Samantha, Sean, and Kentaro in the top. I think Kentaro's going to win.
You have Sean in the top? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Brandon, Ayana, and Claire in the bottom. I think Claire was going to go home.
Okay. My top is Kentaro, Michael, and Brandon. I only put Brandon there because I literally hated everyone's look except for Michael. And they seemed to really like Brandon. So that's how I got
sure.
there.
Similar to that, I put Sean in my top. Because I wanted to be correct, not necessarily because I thought she
feelings.
Should be in the top.
Okay. My bottom is Kenya, Claire, and Ayana. And I thought that Claire might be out and that Michael would win. Not even close for me. They asked Kenya, Sean, Kentaro, Claire, Samantha, and Margarita to stay behind.
Yes.
And they start the judging with Claire. They like the idea of this.
This was a very odd judging.
Yeah,
in my mind. There was no real, this is terrible.
Normally, and they also go top, bottom, top, bottom.
Right.
Top, bottom. But they jumped around. And yeah, they weren't. Yeah, normally, Margarita's impression of Zach, like, it's happening.
Yeah, like, this was... like, everybody was neutral at worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, Heidi starts in, likes the idea of sportswear with a sweatshirt, but it lacks that pop of color. It's a blob of black, and they show... So part of the judging was also the Instagram shot, because the models... This I didn't understand. They're supposed to be off-duty, but they have a professional photo shoot for their Instagram page. Does no one else think that that's... an oxymoron and doesn't go together?
I mean, yeah, but...
Like, if this was supposed to be an off-duty Instagram shot, make them take it.
Right.
And then post it. Like, right. That's what I'm like, this is... That bothered me. The blob of black doesn't read on Instagram. Crisply made, which I thought, that's not even true, but maybe the top of the sweatshirt. But no fashion statement. Can't see your figure. Shorts are too short. And Kelsey Ballerini was a... like, just dead weight as a judge. Like, I don't think she added anything. Georgina Chapman had some good comments.
Right. Twin 2 is right after that, Sean. And they thought that the pants looked very slick. This was a very good, perfect day-to-night look, which Zach said is exactly what you need as a model because you might be out, you know, on a casting call or whatever, and then your agent calls you and says, oh, they need you here for a promotion at this club or whatever. So very versatile look. They said it photographed really well, which kind of was a contrast of Claire's look where, you know, Claire looked used all dark colors and so did Sean, but Sean just had
like the pop of skin.
The pop of skin and things like that, yeah, to break up the monotony. They liked the back of the outfit, and Heidi said that this was her favorite look of Sean's so far.
They talk with Kenya next, and I believe it was Zach or Nina that said, this is Debbie Harry meets Peter Pan.
Zach.
Mm-hmm. Meets 101 Dalmatians. And I didn't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. But then they said it was quirky, stunning. They loved the petals on the shoulder. Maybe should have picked a different print. But Nina thought this was like mysterious and quirky and interesting and je ne sais quoi, and she wanted to know more. And I just didn't. I was shocked.
Kentaro's look was next. And Heidi eases into the critique by asking Kentaro if he thinks he is going to be on the top or the bottom. Kentaro is very, very hesitant in his answer and says the top. And Heidi says he was correct. He is on the top. She thought this was the coolest look on the runway. The samurai pants kind of gave that a very masculine edge, but the overall look had a very feminine feel to it.
With Samantha's, they felt it was a little too costume, but not exciting or fresh. Zach thought it was too Lolita. And they didn't really, I think they felt bad critiquing this a little bit. They didn't really keep going, but there was a discussion about the Lolita aspect of it. Like, I didn't have too much of their critique. It was somewhat quick.
Finally is Margarita. Nobody really liked this all too much. Mm-hmm. Zach said there was a big fit issue in the pants. Everything was just very cheesy. It wasn't very fashion forward. And then kind of in unison, everybody said that this is very Miami.
Yeah. And they said that she lost her voice with the model, and Zach called her a pushy client. And then you see after the runway, the model's going into one room and the designer's going into another. And I forget the model's name, but she's upset at Margarita and felt like they'd collaborated well and that Margarita kind of threw her under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you think that?
I didn't really catch that on the runway, but then like right after they have this, you know, shot of the models talking to each other, mm-hmm, and the model says this, they jump to the designers all talking to each other, and Margarita does kind of allude to what the model was saying.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, there could have been some editing, or we could have lost some of that discussion, I think. And during this time, we get the closer look of the clothes, and we have a little bit of a discussion. Because Tim says, can I just say something? And Heidi's like, oh, yeah. I was like, gets real excited for drama. So they bring out both Claire and Sean's models and compare them. And Tim says that Claire's shorts were unfinished and look like they do because Claire did not finish her look because she was too busy sewing Sean's pants.
Drama!
And then Heidi's like, well, that's fine. They can do that. And Tim says they're allowed to help each other, but this is too far that, you know, Claire didn't serve her client because she was too busy worried about Sean.
Yeah.
And they don't really take it anywhere, though. And Zach's like, well, I don't like this, you know. But then they all decide that this is Claire's problem. I'm not saying it's not, but
right.
I thought there'd be more to this.
I mean,
kind of lame.
Clearly, there will be more to it.
Yeah.
I mean, as we said at the very beginning of the season, in the preview, they allude to there being some kind of cheating controversy going on. And this is now multiple episodes in a row where the designers are talking about the fact that Claire and Sean seem to kind of be partnering up on their looks every week. And now we have this. So I think it's pretty clear what that controversy is going to be. And that is where this storyline is going.
Right.
And it's just kind of a matter of it being that penultimate moment where everything just kind of explodes.
Yeah. So it was kind of a letdown considering like the buildup that I gave last week when I thought it was going to be the cheating scandal. So I am wondering if that maybe prompts the judges and or Heidi to go look into this more. I don't know if they go over the footage, if Tim goes over the footage. I don't know. And sort of seeing, well, yes, they can help each other, but this sort of declaration that, you know, the first thing we need to do today, this, like, they're a team always.
Yeah.
That has to be an issue.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, the winner is
my boy, Kentaro.
Which is good for him. I'm glad that he won. This was clearly one of the best looks out there.
And you get this very funny moment when Kentaro is announced as the winner. And he walks into the waiting room where all the designers are. And you just hear Brenda go, brother!
It's so precious. Like, their friendship is just so pure. And I think it makes them both happy. And it's really nice.
For sure. So, Kentaro is the winner. Kenya and Sean are safe. We learn that Claire is safe. So it is now down to Samantha and Margarita.
I was really nervous for Margarita. I mean, I like Samantha too, so I was not happy with the outcome.
I think during the judging critiques of the final six, it was really looking like Margarita was going
on. Yeah, for sure.
But we do get a bit of a swerve here. And we learn that Samantha is the one going home.
Yeah.
And this is really kind of a tough pill to swallow.
It is. I hate that the twins are still there and someone like her is gone.
Right. And it's not even about the twins.
No.
This is about, and I unfortunately didn't get a chance to watch last week's episode before watching this, but Nina points out, she asks Samantha, did you make what you're wearing right now? And Samantha's like, yeah, I did. And she's like, that's what we wanted to see out of this. Like, this is, you know, and then she apparently mentioned the same thing last week. What Samantha was wearing at that time was better than what she put on the model before. So I don't understand the reasoning here.
Yeah.
Because clearly the girl can design. She can make really good looking clothes.
I think that's why she was so upset, was that I think she liked this look and it just wasn't reading.
And again, this is exactly what the model wanted, asked for. Yeah. And it was perfect for what that client wanted, which is what this challenge was.
Yeah, so it is a bummer. I am sad to see her go. There was a moment that we thought potentially Tim Gunn was going to be using his save.
Yeah, they really did draw out the goodbye. And, you know, usually it's just a quick, like after Heidi says auf Wiedersehen, like it's just a quick switch back to the room and they're crying and, oh, it's okay.
And then it's like cleaning up their stuff.
But like the right after she says auf Wiedersehen, like, there's a shot back to Nina and Zach and the rest of the judges saying, like, that was tough. That was tough to send her home.
Yeah. That was a rough one. And has Kenya won a challenge?
No.
She has been so close.
She has been in the top maybe two or three times, but she was in the bottom.
Right, for the pajama challenge.
Right.
But she has been very close these last 2 weeks, so hopefully she'll break through.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your power rankings?
I have down Samantha because I didn't think anybody else right. really earned it. I was going to break the rules. I think that she should still be on the show. I really liked everything she did. However, Kenya, now that you mention it, has done really, really good work. So I'll put her as my real number five.
Okay. My number five is Margarita. She turns out really well some weeks, and then the weeks like this week, it's a downer. So she's on the cusp. I've said this before about Botany. There's something about her. I'm just not sure about her designs, but my number four is Michael. He has really hit his stride in the last couple of weeks, I think. I love that dress that he made, and last week was great. So I think he is one to watch.
I have Amy as my number four. She still hasn't broken through.
She literally has never been
broken through to the judges, but she hasn't been on the bottom at least, which is more than you can say about just about everybody in this show. I think
that is something.
Just about everybody so far. We're getting to the point to where just about everybody has been in front of the judges
right.
in one sense or yet.
Another, yeah.
Amy has not been either
at
on the
all.
Top or the
just
bottom.
Just in the team challenge.
So I can't really say anything else that I haven't said about her right. before. She's just has a better eye for design than anybody else.
I said this on last week's show. You just get her. I don't get it. I'm not one of the cool kids at the table with her.
Sure.
So.
My number three is Michael. He kind of has quietly moved up mm-hmm. my power rankings. Mm-hmm. Everything that he puts together just seems very, very clean and well made.
My number three is Kentaro. He just makes really good stuff. He is creative. When he's not doubting himself, he turns out something like this week, which is just cool and creative. So I'm hoping that he's found his footing again. My number two is Kenya. Man, this girl can't catch a break. Like, she didn't win last week. I don't know. This week, I hated what she made. I truly hated that. But she makes clothes really well. Like, her fit is always impeccable. The look is always there. So I feel like she's going to be one that, unless she has a major tumble, she's going to be going to Fashion Week.
I have Brandon as my number two.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting into very dangerous territory with Brandon in that everything kind of looks the same. He's an oversized designer.
Yeah, and the colors are all the same.
Which is easy. It's not easy to do in that I could do it, but it's like it's easier to do that than make form-fitting clothes.
Like to make a very well-tailored pair of pants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, especially with this week, there's been some stuff that I don't really get it. I can see it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not me.
Yeah.
I can see where he's coming from,
yeah.
though. This was, that's not good at all.
Yeah, this was way out of left field.
Yeah.
My number one is Brandon. And I just think he's so different, and the judges clearly agree with that. So there's not much that I can add that I haven't added since whatever week he's been my number one.
Right. I have Kentaro as my number one.
Nice. I think that's a good choice, too.
He kind of is a best of everybody
mm-hmm.
come together. You know, everything that he makes is very, very well made. It's impeccably made. It fits very, very well.
Yeah.
And then he just has this very unique design aesthetic that really stands out once he gives himself a chance to stand out.
For sure.
So that is our show.
Yeah, we're cutting down, you know, we're getting the numbers down a little bit.
For sure.
Next week is menswear. I am skeptical.
It looks like it's going to be menswear inspired designs. So probably Brandon, place for Brandon to shine. So we will see how that goes next week. So we will see you back here then.
See ya.
Auf Wiedersehen.